In his condolence message, President Kiir said the late Kibaki was a man who deployed a practical approach to politics in order to keep the torch of accountability burning in Kenyan institutions. Government spokesperson Michael Makwe says Kibaki will be remembered for his strong support to the people of South Sudan during difficult times.
Well, without him, we would have not made it, and he really stood with the people of South Sudan in those difficult days. So we quite remember him very well for his steadfast stand and clear stand in support of the people of South Sudan. Our condolences goes to the people of Kenya, the government, and the people of Kenya. The president, His Excellency, the president had issued to send a condolence message and has directed that the flag in South Sudan should be running at half mast.
Under his administration, Kenya adopted a more decentralized political system and limited presidential power, said Kiir. Juba resident Tong Deng says Kibaki was an instrumental figure during Sudan's peace process, which resulted in the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement between the Sudan government and the SPLM in 2005. Deng says before Kibaki became president, southern Sudanese refugees living in Kenya were repeatedly harassed and detained by the police for not processing documents permitting them to reside in the country.
I don't want harassment of the foreigners. He did not make it just for South Sudanese only, but he said, I don't want any harassment of the foreigners. Any foreigner that is coming to the country should be stopped at the border, but not to be harassed inside the country. If person has entered the country, then the problem will be the migration who allowed that person to come to the country, but not a foreigner. Mm. So from that, immediately on the 30th December, when she made that speech, the police harassment is stopped right away. It ceased right away.
Deng says Kibaki's economic policies have positioned Kenya on the path of sustainable development. South Sudanese Agok Mayak Riak says Kibaki made tremendous changes in Kenya, especially for South Sudanese refugees living in Kakuma.
Used to commute from Kakuma, the refugee camp, to Nairobi. Really found a breathing space, even within Nairobi itself. So it was such a tremendous effort the president then to crack down on corruption, especially by the police.
William Aite, another South Sudanese who lived in Kenya during Kibaki's administration, says even though the former president had battled illness for years, his death shocked many South Sudanese. Aite says Kibaki's death is a big loss to all South Sudanese.
We know what true leadership is about. You know, they call him a gentle politician, a gentleman in politics, right? So for South Sudanese who have lived in Kenya and they have come back home and all that stuff with all the challenges that they're facing right now, there might be some challenges, but it is quite shocking and it's a sad one for each and every one of them.
Kibaki served as the fourth vice president of Kenya for 10 years from 1978 to 1988 under President Daniel Arap Moi. He was Kenyan third president from December 2002 until April 2013. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.